This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
David Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, January milk production was down 1.1% from a year ago. Was that manifested in last week's January dairy products report? I understand there were a few surprises in it.
Yeah, it certainly was for cheese. Cheese production was down 1.2% from last year, with cheddar driving the bus there. Cheddar production was down 7.9%. In fact, Lee, I would say that this cheddar production was weaker than what we would have expected based on the milk production. And if you look at the price in January, kind of around that 150 mark, it's hard to believe that prices were not higher than they were in January based on this number. We're down 7.9%. The last time we were down about 7.9, actually it was 8%, was December 2009. So, you know, over a decade ago. This is not a usual thing that we come across with cheddar production being down so aggressively. All that fat that wasn't put into cheddar went over to the butter market. Butter production was up 10 million pounds. Non-fat production was also up 13 million pounds, which is good to see some growth there. On the flip side, however, non-fat stocks are still 21% below a year ago level. So we remain a fairly tight market overall. But I think this cheddar number really tells me two things. One, boy, demand in the U.S. for cheese in January is probably terrible, worse than we thought. Maybe exports helped a little bit, but domestic demand's got to be god-awful. Number two, however, is that you can't just make this cheese up. So at some point in time, demand returns a little bit, or you get a bid, or things tighten up over the summer and you get geared up. We're just not going to have the overhang in the market. You could have some tremendous volatility on cheese because of a report like this.
Well, bottom line, what does this mean for the milk price? We're looking at futures prices. They're not looking very promising.
They haven't been, but I'll tell you what, after this report came out, you're starting to catch a bid a little bit on class three and cheese, because I think people look at this and go, you can't just keep walking into, this kind of cheddar production. You can't keep removing cheddar production or reducing cheddar production. And on top of that, real quickly, they actually revised the cheddar production down and total cheese number down for December. The U.S. cheese manufacturer is doing a great job of not overproducing cheese. And with demand as it's been kind of lackluster here the past few months, certainly hasn't mattered, kind of kept the market a little bit more buoyant maybe than it would have been. Maybe we were looking at 120 or 130 cheese price instead of 150 had they not trimmed their production. But now we've got light milk and we've got light cheddar production. We really cannot afford to see an increase in demand. If we do, this market's going to rock.
Thank you, David. David Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today we're in Washington County, New York, talking with Aaron Armitage of Capital Tractor. Tell us what you're doing with Capital Tractor. That's a family affair, right?
Yes. So my dad became owner 2 years ago now, and I'm slowly gaining more responsibility as I get closer to graduating from Virginia Tech. So the business has changed a little bit since my dad has taken it over. I think it's become more inclusive of everybody and giving everybody equal opportunity to expand their knowledge and also work up the ladder. I think it's something that you need to figure out what your passions are. Dairy was my strongest passion by far growing up, even through high school. I served as a New York State Dairy Princess. I was working with farmers, anything I possibly could. That's why I got one of my associate degrees in dairy. But because I was so focused on dairy, I think I missed other aspects like ag equipment, and I kind of ruled it out without knowing because I was just so focused. So being able to try everything, don't let yourself, especially when you're in high school, don't like narrow your future path down so far that you don't have the opportunities. Because I was able to expand all of my opportunities and take advantage of all of them, I found out that I actually really like equipment. Never thought I did growing up, and my mind completely changed. So just taking advantage of things that you may think I have no interest in, turns out you might. Because I started with marketing, I always kind of put marketing back into the rest of the business. So now that I'm more so working on the finance and sales side, I'm able to take that marketing experience and we're able to better direct our customers because we're focusing on what they want, the customer segments. Honestly, customers love being featured on Facebook. They love to see their equipment or their faces all over. So definitely we are integrating marketing into our sales, especially through social media, way more than ever before.
So it's fair to say that you're bullish on ag equipment and on agriculture.
Yes.
Aaron Armitage with Capital Tractor, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.